The kind of peach where the flesh is tight around the stone. It's real tight.
That, I don't know the name of all the peaches, but there is a clear seed peach. A clear seed peach, you can just pop it open from the top, and it will break loose from the seed, or some people call it the kernel.
I've never heard.
All peaches are not clear seed, though. And when you go to a market and ask the man that's selling the peaches, are those clear seed? If it will pop open, and the seed will pop away from the main part of the peach, it is a clear seed. But if it won't do that, it is not.
What's the inside of an apple?
Core.
And do you ever cut up apples or peaches and dry them?
Sure.
What do you call it?
You call it dried fruit. Granny used to dry fruit every year. She dried peaches and she dried apples.
Have you ever heard of a snip?
What?
Snip.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. She called it, she always called it dried apples or dried peaches or dried fruit. She used the word fruit most of the time because she had both.
Uh-huh. But
I have heard of that, but she never used it that way.
And, what kind of nuts do you pull out of the ground and roast?
Nuts.
Any other names that you know of?
Goobers. Goobers.
I've heard, that surprised me when I heard that.
That is a southern name. I had a lot of fun with the word goober when I was in service. A lot of the army boys that I soldiered with had never heard of a goober.
I didn't, even being from Florida.
You never heard of a goober?
And how about the kind of the big nuts that you have? They have they're about that big. They're kind of brownish.
You mean a walnut?
Okay.
A lot of country people have an old-fashioned black walnut too, which is a very good nut and makes the best cakes. It's a real hard shell on the outside, and it grows on a tree. They call it a black walnut.
What are some other kind of nuts that you know of?
Well, out in the country around here, we have a lot of pecans. Some people make their living on pecans. And there's several different names for the pecans, several different kinds, like the shy and, I don't know the names of all of them, but anyway, this tree right out here in the backyard is a paper shell. Nut. In other words, what I mean by paper shell, you can take two of them and put them in the palm of your hand like this and push them together and they'll crack.
And they're thin.
They're thin shell.
Uh-huh. How about almonds?
Almonds? We don't have any almonds in this part of the country.
I didn't remember I didn't know if you did or not.
No.
And just name some, you've named all of them. What's that fried stuff that you had? Didn't you have it last night, fried?
Okra?
Mm-hmm.
Okra, yeah. I like fried okra, and I also like boiled okra. My wife boils okra with beans sometimes. And okra, some people just don't like okra because when it's boiled, it has a kind of a slime taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it for that reason. Yet, on the other hand, they would like it fried. Now, fried okra is real good. And I'm especially fond of okra. Fixed either way.
And if you have a plum or an apple,